I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, this weekend is the big West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show at the Charleston Convention Center, and it's a perfect opportunity to find out just how big the rack is on that buck you killed last fall. I'll tell you a little more about that coming up after this. The West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will feature a lot of outdoor-related things, but one of the biggest contributions from the DNR happens in a quiet room that's away from the main hall and all the hullabaloo. There, DNR biologists who are certified Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young scorers will be putting tape to antler to find out just how big the racks from this past season in West Virginia stack up. Tyler Evans heads up the Trophy Buck program at DNR.
That's where we get the majority of the deer in the state that are either Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett eligible, meaning that they're 125 inches in total measurements or greater for Pope and Young. Being a bow-only organization, or for Boone and Crockett, it'd have to be 160 or better for that one. So you don't have nearly as many that are Boone and Crockett eligible, but you still have a few that typically roll through.
Now, the score is an aggregate of a series of measurements minus anything that might detract from the symmetry of the antlers.
For any of the measurements that we're taking, we're looking at a few key components. We're looking at beam lengths, we're looking at point lengths, we're looking at circumferences of the antlers themselves in four different locations along the antlers. So those are the biggest things that factor in. But if you're talking about a typical animal, then you're going to have things like abnormal points, say a drop tine or something like that, that will end up being deducted from the score if it's going to be a typical deer. But at the same time, if it has 15 inches or more worth of those abnormal points, then those will actually add in if it's scored as a non-typical.
And even if they don't meet those minimum score standards to be considered a trophy, Tyler explains they'll still give it a score for you.
Many of the deer that come in don't meet the minimum qualifications. We're happy to score any deer that comes in. A lot of times we'll end up scoring somebody's first deer, so it's something that they get to see the full process of how that works, even if it's a deer that's not going to make 125.
To be officially certified and registered in the record books, a set of antlers has to have undergone a 60-day drying period before it's scored. So if your rack meets that criteria, you can just bring it in with you and see how it goes.
It's first come, first serve. We're going to be scoring deer Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday will be 3-8. Saturday will be 10-6. And then Sunday will be 10-4. So there are quite a few opportunities to get a deer scored. And like I said, there's no size requirements or anything like that. It's just a matter of if you want to get a deer scored, come out and feel free to get it scored, and we'll be happy to have you.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.